everybody. It's Monday, and that means it's time for Art House Rewind. I'm Matt.
And I'm Brian.
And today we're here, as always, to talk about everything film, art, and culture as it pertains to Art House Cinema and the Babcock Theater. Brian, how are you today?
Good.
Good. We were just talking. You're getting ready for a haircut coming up?
In like a week, yeah.
Oh, in a week you're getting it. Okay. Really get stoked for those haircuts. I get it. We were talking about all the things that are coming to Art House and the Babcock in the next few weeks, which is a lot of what this podcast is going to be about today. And Brian thought he'd throw in the haircut thing. So
yep. Get ready for a new look.
You are welcome to guess whenever you come into Art House or the Babcock. Did Brian get his hair cut yet or not? And just take that random guess out there. But it does look good as of right now, just so you know. So, so before we jump into our discussion today, Brian, what are three things that people need to know that's happening around these parts?
Well, it's actually a bit of a lighter week. I mean, we'll still have four films here. So we will be holding on to Hard Miles, Civil War, and the other one that is Blood for Dust. But then we are also opening Challengers this week with Zendaya, directed by Luca Guadagnino. So that one's been getting some good buzz, getting some good reviews in. So I'm excited for that, especially anyone that plays tennis. It could be, you know, a good one to check out. So.
I was surprised with the reviews. This was one that was supposed to come out earlier, but then the strike this past fall and summer kind of pushed this back. And it kind of had that aura around it a little bit of like, oh, is this, are they just like trying to shove this out of the way? But yeah. It kind of feels like that Dune energy, like the studio knew they had a great film and they wanted the perfect place to release it. So now is the time. I'm excited to check it out.
Yeah.
And it looks really good and interesting. And I'm in.
Yeah. So we got that happening. Also, we have ARC happening, the dance festival. I guess it's not a festival.
It's not a festival.
Nope.
You're
it's
doing
just
great.
A dance concert.
Nope. Performance.
They've called it concerts before.
Have they? Okay. Yeah. All right. I'll believe you. So ARC is a local group of artists, dancers in particular, that work all year long to do their showcase, their spring showcase at the Babcock. We are so honored and excited to have them. These are incredible artists that, man, if you haven't seen modern dance, this is a great entry level to come and check it out and just experience it. It's two nights, Friday and Saturday. Full disclosure, my wife is a part of ARC, so I am a little, you know, biased in thinking that it's awesome, but it truly is awesome. And I think one of the cool things that I've seen since we as Art House have kind of been able to have it at the Babcock the last few years is to watch Art House patrons, people that might be more in the film area of things, they come and check this out and kind of, you know, in some ways expand their experience of art in the world. So don't miss it Friday and Saturday night, ARC. It's going to be really, really cool with lots of unique things happening that they've never tried before. And I'm excited to see what they're doing. So yeah be good.
Cool. That's really our week is the four films at Art House and ARC this weekend. But we've got a couple things coming up in May that should be interesting for everyone. We're bringing back a series that is long tradition, well before me, that we were doing. We're bringing back Musical May for the month of May. So I got that programmed at the Babcock. And as I've maybe said on the podcast before, I was not brought up on musicals. So it is not like I don't have a deep connection with these. But, you know, I'm well aware of classics, and I'm well aware of things that are more modern. So we've got a good mix of some modern and classic musicals. Probably the highlight of the month will be the classic The Sound of Music. We'll have a full weekend of that, the second weekend, so that will be the 10th and 11th. When's the last time you saw Sound of Music?
I actually tried to watch it with my kids a few weeks ago. It was like, Dad's picking the movie tonight. This is what we're going to watch. We got through The Problem Like Maria, and then they were kind of like, eh, do we have to watch this? So I'm so excited to trap them in the theater to experience this film. I'm also excited, personally, to actually see the end of The Sound of Music, because I think I've seen it maybe once or twice in my entire life, but that first VHS of The Sound of Music, man, I've probably seen that 20 times, easy.
And then you tap out after.
And
then,
well, I don't know why, but we just never really watched the end. So all that to say, when they say good night, I think that was the end of VHS one, the first VHS. That was the end of the movie for me, was them saying good night. So anyways, I'm excited to check out the whole thing.
Yeah. Nothing else happens in the, nothing exciting happens in that second.
They say good night and you all go night. Yeah, that's fine.
What an ending.
I'm excited. I agree with you. Like the idea of older and newer musicals that's happening, I think is really, really fun and exciting because you're just getting lots of different people in lots of different spaces. So, you know, something like Seven Brides for Seven Brothers. Classic. I've never seen that.
So that one's 70 this year. Oof. That's
so even seeing that, so you've got the trailer. You can go to Art House. You can find Art House on YouTube, by the way, and Brian posts all the trailers that he makes in-house on that YouTube. So you can go check out the trailer if you want to see all of them. But even seeing that and then the trailer, it's been decades since I've seen that. I was pretty young when I saw it, and I was like, oh, man, that would be fun to see on the big screen.
Yeah.
The other one that I'm really excited about is Wizard of Oz.
And that's going to be a movie buff, so that will be a free admission on the 18th. So bring your kids and bring yourself if you've never seen Sound of Music, or if you just need to see it for a 100th time. Come see it for free at Babcock.
It's one of those films that obviously so many of us grew up watching it in different spaces and places throughout our childhood. But it, like, for what that movie is, what they did, and how they transitioned to color, like there's so many things behind it. I'm very excited for your intro on this movie, Buff, Brian, because there's a lot to talk about.
It is the sort of film that I feel like has been well covered for every angle, and it could be easy to talk about that film as long as the film is, but yeah.
So the only thing that someone might have a question about, which I had a question of, it doesn't technically fit within the musicals, but is Shrek. That's a staff birthday pick?
That's a staff birthday pick, yep.
But it's got music.
It's got music in it.
So, but just if you're looking at the calendar, that doesn't classify as a musical.
Nope. Okay. Nope. And same with Selena, which I'm doing for Cinco de Mayo. That is, I almost called it a musical because it's about a musician, but it kind of, it's that weird walk the line Ray sort of thing of like, is this a musical or is it just about a singer sort of thing? So I did not technically call it a musical, but it's our Cinco de Mayo film for this year.
Muy bien.
Yeah.
So the last thing that I would say, and it's the last musical that you have of the month, it's one of the newer ones, but I'm excited that you booked it once. It's like an hour and a half long music video in some ways, but man, what that film is, I haven't seen it since it came out. So I saw it in theaters when it was originally in theaters, and then I bought the DVD back in the days of DVD and watched it a few times. But I haven't seen it since it originally came out, and I'm excited to revisit it and check it out again because it's really well done. And like actual musicians obviously are a part of it, and it's done really, really well.
Yeah, no, and I believe they're playing live. They're not, you know, it's not like they're syncing to themselves like a lot of musicals do. It's actually being performed live, so... that one I kind of called the nostalgia night in the sense of like it was really big for like a year there and then it's kind of faded recently. I know they've done other ones like what was the other one? Sing Street?
Sing Street and Begin Again. So both are great. If you haven't seen Sing Street, maybe that will be my birthday pick someday. I really like Sing Street. Okay. You've seen that, haven't you?
Mm-mm.
You haven't?
No.
Brian. Okay, well, I will have to pick it, and then you will have to come to my birthday pick. By the way, I had a birthday pick, Brian, in March. Interstellar. We talked in the office. You're like, yeah, I'll go. And I was like, sweet, I'm going to go to Interstellar with Brian. I showed up. Brian never showed up, and I sat by myself in the theater in my own birthday pick.
He was waiting outside in the rain. Ticket in hand, looking back and forth along the street.
I just want to say, you know, I was a little bummed. I was excited to watch Interstellar with you, and then it didn't happen.
No,
so there's just too much on TV, right?
Too much, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Too much time in theater sometimes.
That could be it, too. I get that feeling. Okay, anything else you want to point out when it comes to Musical May or what's coming?
Yeah, so two others I want to point out real quick. Mother's Day, I did this a few years ago. I played Mamma Mia for Mother's Day. And we actually had a really good turnout. And that was a surprise for me because it was still early 2021 where a lot of people weren't coming out to the theaters yet. But we still had a really good showing for that. So I thought, well, it's time to bring it back just so that the people that stayed away that last time are now able to come in. So check out Mamma Mia on the big screen. It's sort of in that 2 o'clock. It's a good like after brunch sort of movie to check out. So do that one. The other one I'd like to point out, the newest one on here is the very first one I'm going to play on May 3rd, which is Tick, Tick, Boom. This is directed by Lin-Manuel Miranda. It's his first film outside of, you know, directing Broadway musicals like Hamilton. He actually directed this film as a film, and it is based on Jonathan Larson's life, who is the creator of Rent, and it's got Andrew Garfield in it. I'm shocked that Garfield did not actually get nominated for the Oscar for this. He was probably, like, right under there because he is doing amazing work in this. So if you have not seen Tick, Tick, Boom, it's the first one out the gates for Musical May, and it's really well done. It's biography. It's true musical, not just a, you know,
music in
music. It is part of his life, but actually performed as a musical. And yeah, definitely worth checking out. So.
Well, and it feels like one of those films because it came out in pandemic era, kind of Hollywood. And I remember it was a Netflix release, mm-hmm. and it was in that weird, like, everything was going to streaming first, not very many things were coming to theatrical, and it feels like one of those films that potentially suffered from that it just, like, landed on Netflix when it has the chops to actually do something theatrically, but it just never really had a chance. So not that we in Billings, Montana are now going to bring this film back into the forefront of Hollywood culture.
You never know.
But this is the opportunity to see it on the big screen the way it was meant to be seen.
Absolutely.
Because obviously it didn't go the way that they wanted it to go potentially. So all that to say, Tick, Tick, Boom. Great pick, Brian, as always.
Good
pick. So last thing I want to touch on, because it's here at Art House, we're going to carry it
for another week.
Blood for Dust is a film that is true indie on many, many levels, mm-hmm. and particularly because a lot of it was filmed here in Billings, Montana.
Correct.
You watched the whole thing. I got to check out a good chunk of it. Your thoughts on Blood for Dust, and should people come and check it out?
I think it's a good, you know, in that true indie spirit, this is a good sort of starter film for someone of, like, you know, it's got a decent enough script, and you know, we're shooting on great location. You got landscapes, you've got you know, they really kind of show Billings in this unique way of, you know, we're looking at Big Sky VCR, which has been on Montana Avenue there for a long time, but I doubt anyone's ever been in there in 30 years, and there's a really interesting shot of the Dude Rancher with the double tree kind of in the background of it that, you know, looks real well. The thing about it, though, is that I feel like it's like the ingredients are there. It's got, like I said, an interesting script. It's got some character motivation and a pretty good, you know, villainous role for Kit Harington, but all around it feels like the magic isn't there. It's just these ingredients are sitting there, and yet it just never really feels super engaging. It's and one of the biggest things with a film, because I've seen some bad films that are still interesting, but this is kind of a boring film, which is almost worse than just being flat out bad.
Sure. So you're really selling us on everybody coming to this film.
I understand. Hey, that's what
I get. It.
Part of this podcast is that I'm just going to...
We got to be honest. So I haven't seen the whole thing. I watched a good chunk of it. I agree with you. And I think for me, what I walked away and two things. One, it's always fun to see Billings on the big screen, mm-hmm. as you and I talked about. It's always fun to look at different locations and wonder, like, is that in this building? Are they there? Or even some of the, like, more rural locations that they have, like trying to identify, like, is that in this area? That kind of thing. So I'm with you. Like, all the pieces are there. There's no one blaring thing that it's like, oh, the acting is horrible or the script is awful. Or for me, I walked away from what I watched and I thought, man, it's just a testament to how difficult it is to make a movie. You can have all the ingredients, but sometimes there's just this untangible, like, how did they get that together? And because we you and I can sit and critique something, but I don't think our critique we're saying like, yeah, give me a shot. Yeah. I can do that. I have no clue when I point at that thing to say, well, they should have done this or they should have done that. It's just, it's really difficult to make a good movie.
And there, I have been in rooms where someone, you know, you're behind the camera, you're like, oh man, you did it. That was a great performance. And then when you watch it back, it's like, it just fell a little flat, didn't it?
Yep.
So, I mean, I went to film school and I probably would not make a better film than this. So
that is the best review that you could give it. Uh-huh. I went to film school and I could not make a better movie than this. I love it. So anyways, it is great. I think a lot of people have come out because they remember when it was being filmed in town. There's some scenes in the Gazette building. And so people wanted to see that. And there are some extras that are locals. So it's fun to see some locals on the screen. So again, this is one of the reasons Art House exists, to be able to showcase these kinds of things. And it's been fun to have people essentially have watch parties and bring, you know, they know they're in the film or they were a part of it in some way. And so they're bringing, you know, friends and family to come check it out. So it's definitely worthwhile from a like come experience it kind of thing. But as always, we appreciate your honesty, Brian.
Yeah.
So, Ken.
No, I mean, again, that's part of the showcase is seeing the local town on screen, being able to see yourself. And the movie is almost kind of secondary to that.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, other than that, Brian, have fun continuing to plan for your haircut coming up.
Don't forget.
So other than that, hope you all are doing well. We hope to see you at a film really soon or ARC this weekend. Other than that, have a good day. Bye.
Bye.